Hello, my name is Murray Gordon, ISV Architect Evangelist with Microsoft. Today I'm going to be talking to Victor Gadioso. Victor, thanks for joining us. How are you liking Mix this week?
Oh, it's a lot of fun. It's great seeing a lot of different people here. You know, you just talk to through Twitter, or, you know, you just know their name, and it's great to like, put a face and put a bite to all those faces.
Yeah, definitely a lot of contacts to be made out here. That's for sure. Well, I know you're doing a lot of exciting stuff right now, so tell me a little bit about, you know, books you're writing,
sure.
Technologies you're really focusing on right now, and then let's go into some of the applications you're building right now.
Sure. I've written two books, one on WPF and Silverlight, and then my second one on Silverlight Alone for Foundation. It's the Foundation series for Friends of Ed.
Okay.
And currently I'm writing a new one on Silverlight 4. So I've taken all the things I've done in the Silverlight 3 book, I've kind of rewritten them, and I've tried to stay very centric, because it's a blend book, so I've tried to stay very centric on blend, where I don't move out of the Visual Studio to do the coding.
Yep.
So pretty much I handle all these stuff, all the functionality I handle in the blend itself, using behaviors.
Okay.
And I'm adding some new chapters to handle the new APIs, like the COM API, the Webcam API, out-of-browser experiences. So it's going to be a really good book. It's going to encompass a lot, but there's going to be a lot of good information. And it'll help pretty much beginners be able to pick up blend and actually start developing real-world applications with it pretty fast.
That's awesome. I know you were telling me a little bit before we started that you just started a user group in LA.
Yeah, my friend and I, Jason Campbell, he's an evangelist for Microsoft.
Yeah.
He's kind of like the silent partner. We started the first Silverlight user group in Los Angeles called the LA Silverlight User Group.
Nice.
LA Slug, and it's been really great. We've got a lot of positive response. Our turnout's huge, and we've got some great speakers lined up. We got actually Daniel Egan, another evangelist from Microsoft. We got him lined up along with Mike Washington, a Microsoft, Microsoft MVP. So, yeah, we got it's doing really well. We got a lot of positive feedback from it.
Well, so tell me a little bit about some of the applications that you're building for customers right now. I know you're building apps in the financial vertical. Tell me some of the technologies you're using, why you're using them, why you think other ISVs and other SIs would be leveraging those technologies.
Well, right now we're doing, I'm on a lot of projects. We're doing a mapping application, so that's really interesting. So we're trying to start a new company whereby people have development already in progress and they don't really have design nailed down. And so I'm actually part of a team of my friend, a guy I work with named John O'Keefe.
Yep.
He comes in, does the design, and I go in and I turn those designs into user controls, give them functionality, and hand them to the developers to put into their applications.
Okay.
So we're doing that for like a mapping company, that's Silverlight.
Okay.
And then I'm working on a financial application, which is a WPF application, which is taking pretty much an older application, putting this brand new face on it, along with some additional functionality. So that's really interesting. I can't really give the names of who they are, but
totally understand.
You'll see them soon, and my name will be attached to them, because it's some really cool stuff.
Now, in terms of Silverlight and WPF, I know a lot of developers out there are being asked by companies they're working for or companies that are asking them to do some work, hey, which way should I go? I mean, so if you're put in that situation, I'm sure you get asked that a lot, should I go Silverlight, should I go WPF?
Sure.
What are the drivers that make you decide one way or another? And then where would you take a company, depending on, you know, what they're trying to accomplish?
Yeah, that's a really good question, too. And I think that, like I said, Silverlight along with WPF, along with Flash, are different tools for different jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think certain tools will handle the job a lot better. Like WPF is much better for really heavy back-end applications.
Mm-hmm.
And Silverlight is the same as well, but it's not as strong in the back-end as WPF.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, Silverlight is a cross-platform. So if you want to go WPF, you're going to lose that part of your client that's Mac.
Yeah.
But if you know that your client's only on Windows, then I guess you don't have a problem there. So
Basically,
it's the right job for the right tool. And Silverlight's great because it's a very low, small plugin, and it's available on Macs as well as PCs. And it's great if you want to have a back-end application that's pretty powerful back-end, but you want a lot of visualizations, a lot of great look, great animation. So that's pretty much your way to go.
I know I've got a lot of customers that are in the financial vertical, and I always get the question of, you know, we're going to have to require them to have the Silverlight plugin. I mean, how do you deal with that question? So, if, you know, other ISVs that are out there, how do you answer? I mean, if you get that pushback and they say, hey, we just need to build a straight web app.
Sure.
You know, where do you say, hey, Silverlight installs nothing?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I think a lot of things like the Olympics, Major League Baseball, the Olympics, mm-hmm. a lot of those are helping the adoption of the Silverlight plugin. So it's actually not that much of an issue anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But even if it is an issue, I mean, you're looking at a very quick plugin that people are used to downloading. Like, people are well aware if you want to have Flash, you got this really quick little download that doesn't take a whole lot of time. It's not a virus. And I think Silverlight's becoming that, too, where people realize it's not a real big commitment for people. They're keeping the plugin small, so that's not an issue. You know, in less than 1 minute, you're installed and ready to go. So.
Yeah.
you kind of have to kind of explain the ins and outs of it, that it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
So, and as time goes on, that's become less and less of an issue. Like right now, I mean, Flash is on, I think it's on like 95% of machines around the world.
Yeah.
And I think soon, Silhouette's going to catch up with that number, so it won't be an issue pretty much soon. Yeah. Right, I'm hoping that anyway.
No doubt.
I'm doing my part anyway.
Well, Victor, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it. Last plug, what do you think about the MSA program, Microsoft Solutions Advocacy Program? Obviously, you're an MSA.
Yeah, yes.
What do you think about it?
Well, I think it's great because it allows us to go out in the community, and we're affiliated with Microsoft. We don't work for Microsoft. Mm-hmm. So it allows people that maybe are afraid of the Microsoft name, or it's too big, or Big Blue, or something like that.
Yeah.
They might be afraid of that, but here we are, someone who advocates the solutions, and we're just regular people like they are who actually consume these products.
Yeah.
So it's like hearing from a friend, hey, this is a great solution for you. Rather than hearing like, we built this, so it's really good, try it. So
yeah.
It's kind of like letting the people in the community tell people in the community about their products. So I think it's a really good program, and it's been very, very helpful so far to a lot of people, I think.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying it.
And I am.
I'm so glad you're here at MIX, and have a great conference.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Victor.
Bye-bye.